There are still many unanswered questions after a 16-year-old boy died after calling 911 twice last week as he was trapped in his van while in a school parking lot. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. A city council committee held a five-hour hearing Tuesday about the incident. Many questions couldn't be answered while the police department continues its internal review. But Jenny King, who's a computer analyst for the Emergency Communications Center, did offer this to council members.
If you've never worked in a comm center, you don't understand a comm center. You can't wait and say, we'll do this project 6 months from now. You can't wait and say, we'll deal with that next week. You have to deal with everything as it happens in a real-time situation, and you have to be able to do that consistently, effectively, efficiently, and you have to be able to learn from your mistakes.
The center's had numerous leaders in the last several years. Police Captain James Gramke, who's in charge now, is promising to do better.
Making sure that 100% of the time, when people call my section, they're going to get the help they need.
The police report on Plush's death and the city's response is expected in about 10 days. Council will likely hold another hearing after it's released. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.